News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. And it's Thursday. And it's the first Thursday of the month. So this is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark.
The two Clarks, one with an E and one without. That's fun line. Okay, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you've got a comment or a question, please join us in the on the line at 530-605-4567. And it's 48 degrees in downtown Reading this morning. We're looking at a sunny with a high near 70 today, north to northeast winds. Tonight, mostly cooler, down around 47. Friday, we're looking for a high near 71, and Friday night, partly cloudy. Partly sunny on Saturday, and we've got a cooling trend coming towards us. Not particularly wet, they indicate, but it looks like it's going to be a little cooler all into next week. Our weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So, Sharon.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. I missed you last month.
I know. You were off doing something. And gosh, you know, where does the time go?
Oh, my gosh. It's just been crazy. And business has been amazing. And we've been super busy this first quarter helping all of our amazing seniors here in Shasta County. So, just it's a crazy time.
We're April. It's April.
And it's so crazy this weekend for Easter Sunday. Like, I'm supposed to have this like snow down to in Reno and like the worst storm in some areas, and like all these people are going to try to travel for Easter Sunday, and now we get the weather.
Well, but do you know, I remember as a child, I always, my mother would always make the beautiful Easter dress and, you know, all the outfits for 99% of the time we'd be like freezing in our little silk outfits with the little matching hats and purses, and it'd be raining and it'd be cold, and yet you couldn't put a coat on because you had your pretty Easter outfit.
There was no sweater to match, huh?
Exactly. So I think maybe, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
That's right. Well, I just bought new paddle boards last weekend and only got to take them out once and was really hoping to go back out this weekend, so we'll have to see.
I'm thinking this is probably not going to be this weekend. The water's going to be a little cold. So we've got a great guest coming up in the second hour. I want you to everybody to tune in. We've got the new fire chief from the Anderson Fire Protection District. Rick Weigel is going to join us this morning and talk about all the things happening down there with that fire department. And it's a good time of year to talk to fire departments because as cold as it is now or as rainy or whatever, you know that it's just around the corner.
Fire season. So
exactly.
Learning what we can do as a community to help minimize any type of issues there is really important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And given the drought that we're in, that's...
Yeah, that made the news again today. Some new legislation signed on that. So it sounds like they're going to be buckling down on us a bit more.
Well, and like they can do anything about it with laws. There's a whole lot of things they could and should and we must do to protect the state into the future. I don't know how bad it has to get before they really will concentrate on some offsite storage and some things that we can do, because it is dry now, but it will be wet again. And it has been wet in between these issues, and we let it flow into the ocean and flood people out and don't do anything about storing it offsite or doing anything. And then we talk about crazy things like raising the lake level and the millions of dollars worth of work, and we haven't had the lake full in an awfully long time.
Oh, my gosh. And I was up at Whiskey Town last weekend, and boy, is it low.
Even Whiskey Town's low this year.
Well, the National Park Service, if I may jump
in. Please.
National Park Service keeps Whiskey Town at a lower level during the winter months. They're not going to pump water out of the Trinity watershed this year, but they're going to let it naturally rise with the inflow from Brandy Creek and Whiskey Creek and whatever comes in and Clear Creek. And they do this every year. They let Whiskey Town drop about 10 to 12 feet. That allows them to do some maintenance on the infrastructure up there. And then as the boating season, recreational season gets underway, it will be allowed to rise up to its normal summer levels. But it's not quite the same since it's not being used for the things that Shasta Dam is being used for. It will be allowed to fill up. But this year they're not going to be pumping water through the car powerhouse as they have done previously because there's no water from Trinity to spare. But I have some people at the Park Service who filled me in on that.
That's nice.
Good information.
So that's such a pretty lake when it's full.
Last year I spent some time over in Trinity County, and wow, they had no water. I mean, that was the worst I'd ever seen over there. All of the watersheds were down. There was places where the Trinity River just wasn't. And Trinity Dam, no need for a dam. There's no water in the lake. It was incredible. So.
And then I get like, okay, so we water our lawns. We can't water the day after a rain or 3 days after it rains or whatever days of the week I got to water last year, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. But Disneyland is always green.
Oh, of course.
So, you know, then that makes me think, like, I know we're all conserving up here in the North State, and then it comes down to the old adage, you know, but all the lawns in Southern California, are they not watering on certain days? Are those celebrity homes on, you know, in Beverly Hills, are they going to let their stuff go brown? What do you think, Bob?
The money talks, I guess. The thing that bothers me is this 25, is that going to apply to household water use? Because Brenda and I have been very conservative. We don't water our weed patch out front. When we're warming up the shower or the sink water, we capture that and we use that to water the plants. We're very, and we, in fact, we use some of it for the extra for starting a wash load. So we've already cut back quite a bit. Meanwhile, Joe up the street has just been wasting water wildly, and he can cut 25% without breaking a sweat. So am I going to be penalized because I'm already cut to the bone? So a draconian across the board measure like, oh, you're going to cut, everybody has to cut their usage by 25% just because you're only using half of what the guy up the street is. You can do better.
I know.
Attitude just drives me nuts.
Right. I agree.
There seems to, it would maybe be a little bit better if they allotted so much per person to a household as opposed to, I concur with you because
right,
I've
and
had
just fine over fine,
just an arbitrary number.
Yeah. I mean, how many gallons per person per household? A lot of times they do that too. They'll put a limit on households though. And okay, so this household gets 5 gallons, and it's got one person in it, and the house down the street with 5 kids only gets 5 gallons.
Right.
Somehow that doesn't seem appropriate. It's a tough time, and probably another reason why you can't really always count on legislating responsibility. Sometimes we just have to do the right thing as individuals, and trying to pass laws to do everything, again, proves that you can't.
Yeah, because even the article I was reading today was, you know, there are fines in place, but no one fines anybody. You know, if they see you with your sprinklers on the wrong day, that's not happening.
Some of the water districts up here, I think, would argue that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have some friends out in the Bella Vista area and some of those water districts that got slapped pretty good last year.
Well, what I'm seeing now is the potential for this to become not an enforcement issue, but a revenue issue. Oh, we can make money off these fines. Oh, boy. Now, if that money that is collected from those fines goes into some kind of mitigation fund to make sure that we're protected from this in the future, fine. But no, you know they're going to divert it right into the general fund and spend on who knows what.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately. Fortunately, those are enterprise funds that in most instances, certainly when they're run by the county and the city, and they have to be reused. I was reading, actually, speaking of, the county has some small water districts, and there was a big issue made a few years back, a couple of years ago, where about a lot of these water districts, there was a lot of water being lost to leakage. just in you know, the
old
system.
Old infrastructure? Mm-hmm.
In old infrastructure. And now there's a questionnaire or something been sent out to those small water districts that the county controls saying, okay, do you want to raise your rates in order to spend the money to do the necessary repairs? A 5% raise would do this, a 10% raise would do that, a 15% would do this, and that would be spent on to not only, you know, because it takes money go out and survey and replace and find where the leaks are and then replace those old systems. And that takes money, and those things operate based on their enterprise funds.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, we're going to take a break now and pay some bills, and we'll be back shortly.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Owens MedSync. That's right. If you have several different prescriptions, they all come due at different times. What a pain. Well, MedSync adjusts your pill count so everything becomes due on the same day. Means you have fewer trips to the pharmacy, you save time and gas, and you don't need to call your prescription refills. If you can't get in on time, Owens will deliver. That's Owens Pharmacy right here in Reading. They're a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Reading, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Safari Club International, the leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. On Saturday, May 2nd, join the Reading chapter for their 21st annual banquet to raise funds so the vital work of protecting our hunting heritage and educating youth can continue. Beginning at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Event Center, join a fun-packed evening with games, auctions, drawings, lots of guns, and your choice of a tri-tip or chicken dinner. Safari Club International of Reading is currently planning hunts regionally and for African game, and you can find out about these and all the activities of SCI and have a great time Saturday, May 2nd. For tickets, visit scireading.org or call 530-524-3252. That number again, 524-3252. The 21st annual fundraising banquet for the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International. Tickets, 524-3252.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. It's about 49 degrees, 48 degrees in downtown Reading. You're listening to Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark.
Good morning. We're at you can join us in the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call if you have a question at 605-4567. So, Sharon, what's going on in the home care business?
So, well, we have some pending issues that could be impacting specifically those clients that all of us that own home care agencies here in California. We provide some clients with 24-hour live-in care. And so we currently are under some legislation from Governor Brown that it's called the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights. And so the caregivers that provide the 24-hour live-in care currently are paid 9 hours at regular pay, 7 hours at time and a half, and then they're allowed an 8-hour sleep exemption. And as long as that caregiver is provided a space to sleep, given 8 hours of time available and 5 consecutive hours uninterrupted, we don't have to pay them for that time, which means we don't have to bill our senior for that time. So the rate, the going rates for 24-hour care range from, you know, $325 to, you know, $400 a day, which is upwards of $10,000 a month for our seniors. So it's very pricey to stay in your home. And this is a bonded insured agency that's paying workers' comp and taking care of their employees. So, well, what's happened is, there's a security company, a security guard, and there's a case before the California Supreme Court right now. This security company also provides a sleep exemption for their staff on the job sites as they're working around the clock. And the I know it's kind of crazy because he's not given a room with a bed and all the kinds of
exactly.
things. That my
and we're hoping if he's walking in security, he's
right,
not sleeping.
Right. But his employers were saying, well, he can sleep, and so we're not going to pay him for that time, even though he's not free to leave the job site. He's not free to go do anything else. He's required to be there, but we're not going to pay him to be there. Kind of similar to what we do in the homes, though the sleeping arrangements are a little bit different. Well, what's happened is this went to the California Supreme Court. The California Supreme Court sided with this employee and overturned that sleep exemption law. So now we're under the same wage order. So now all of us, once you overturn a law like that, we're just all kind of sitting ducks waiting. How is this going to impact us, all of us home care agencies that are under that same wage order?
Oh, wow.
So far, nothing's come down completely yet, but we're all kind of on pins and needles because this is going to increase our daily rate by at least $225 probably. So now we're looking at, you know, $500 to $600 a day for seniors to stay in their homes. And so we're all kind of rallying a little bit to bring this to the attention of folks because many people want to age in their home. They want to hire staff to come bring the services in. And even if you don't need it forever, let's say someone comes out of a rehab facility after a hip fracture, many people need 24-hour care for a short period of time and then can scale back from there. But this, I mean, financially could just devastate our senior. And so I'll keep everybody posted as to how this goes. But it's just really scary because I have, I think, 6 to 7 current clients that we're providing this kind of service to, that it could radically, radically change.
Well, you know, and again, here, so you've got a law that was written. There's got to be something to say for the fact that the Constitution of the United States is like, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, it's like 7 pages long.
Right.
And most laws that we write now over specific items are 50 to 100 to 500 pages long and have all these loopholes in them because they're so... They try to specify everything but miss something as important as the difference between a security guard and a home care worker.
And,
I mean,
and
when you look at the two job descriptions of what's anticipated for them to do,
right,
there's a lot of differences there. How can they be under the same
roof? Yes, and so I think it's – and I don't think that when that went to court, that was the first thought. But when it was reversed, all of us were left with, oh, my gosh, where does that leave us now? Because now there's precedent with this wage order. So we'll have to see where that takes us. But it definitely could drastically impact, you know, what we're all doing here. And it's not like we can lobby against something. We're just kind of waiting to see what happens with the labor commissioner and how they read that verdict, basically that ruling, because we've been in touch with the labor commissioner here, and so far they're telling us you can keep using it, but if we take it away from you, it could be retroactive to when that law was overturned, which would mean
you got to go back and get back pay
and back billing.
Yeah,
And so, yeah, so it's really scary to even be operating under it right now because we're not really sure where we stand with it, any of the agencies using that wage order at this point.
And hopefully the home health care people – you have some kind of lobbyist down there that's watching this for you.
We do. We do. And many of us here in town are franchises. And so we have a lot of support from our national, offices looking at this too. Unfortunately, a lot of times we all do a great job of coming together when there's a bill before people that's getting voted on. We can go down and talk and bring it to their attention and strengthen numbers. But in this case, it's really tough because there's not really anything before anybody. It's a matter of how far-reaching is this ruling going to impact us.
And you probably have – do we make a big deal about it and bring it to their attention? And maybe they won't even think about it.
Right, there you go. Well, we're, better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission or something.
Yeah, exactly. So that's interesting. So what else is happening? I'm sure Obamacare has had some impacts on what you do and on your clients.
It definitely has on the clients. You know, Medicare guidelines have definitely changed since all of this has occurred. And some of the far-reaching aspects have been just the medical care, the way prescriptions for home health care have to be written. Doctors have to have seen the person for the specific issue to write the prescription for the care, if they're getting home health care at home. And so, there's just more I's to dot and T's to cross, which requires schlepping mom and dad back to the doctor to make sure that he's seen her for the specific issue so that it can be covered. And so it hasn't impacted my business specifically just because we're privately paid or with long-term care insurance and we're not medical, but definitely on the medical side, it has. And, in the ER, and I mentioned this the last time I was on, the care folks are getting in the ER, it's tougher on the hospitals because they have to be certain keywords have to be said to run certain tests. And if those keywords aren't said and then the Medicare may not pay for the test. So so sometimes things are missed because seniors don't say the right things or they're not, they're such a tough breed. I've had a few people, released with an arm fracture that wasn't seen because they didn't complain enough to get the, CAT scan or MRI done. And so, the other interesting thing, that has helped is there has been Medicare guidelines that if someone's released from the ER and they're readmitted within 30 days with the same diagnosis, Medicare will not pay for all of that care that's received in the ER because they did not have a good discharge plan.
Oh, wow.
So hospitals now are doing a much better job of lining up care for folks when they leave, because if someone's in there with they didn't take care of their diabetes and the hospital stabilizes them and sends them home and they're back within 30 days with with the same issue, the Medicare folks say, well, obviously there wasn't a good discharge plan for this person to get home and line up care, family wasn't notified, APS if there is no family, whatever is happening. So there's more continuity of care for people getting discharged. So it's much harder on the hospital because they're so overworked anyway, and it is a tough issue. But we don't want people coming back into our ERs, within 30 days with the same issue over and over,
Well, and that's exactly right. It's very complicated. And as you age, and we have a lot of seniors in Northern California, and a lot of them, as you indicate, are perfectly capable financially of taking care of themselves. We have, people who aren't, but there are a lot of them who are. But there's still all these pitfalls if they're actually alone. Just going in, having something happen to you in your home, ending up in the ER all by yourself, you're confused, we all need to figure out somebody that we can call to be there with us.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone needs an advocate in that situation.
To have an advocate. You're mm-hmm. absolutely right. Because if you have fallen or you've hurt yourself or your meds are messed up or something, I don't know. We have a little thing pinned around our neck that says, please call so-and-so right. to go with me.
I know.
And that's hard for a lot of us.
It is. And, we have so many wonderful retirees here in Reading that their families are not local. And that's when they'll have home helpers, in the picture. And, we are on pager 24/7 as are many home care agencies, so that if there is a trip to the ER, that we can be available to have a caregiver, you know, go down there and at least make sure you have a blanket and your med list is there and your kids get called. And because it is tough to be in the ER and it's tough to go through that experience. And sometimes it's you're there for, you know, 9 or 10 hours before they admit you, if they admit you. And
if you say the wrong thing, then you don't get admitted, or you may end up there for a day and a half anyway, not get admitted, and nothing's covered
right.
because you didn't say the right words. Or you know,
yeah. So it definitely is. It's a trying time, and of course, you know, I always say, you know, it's much better. I have so many clients that just don't believe in medical care and don't go to the doctor often enough, and so then these issues come up. And it's much better to have your regular medical care going on, to be seeing your doctor on a regular basis, so we don't end up in the ER if at all possible.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's, Bob, let's pay some bills.
Absolutely. And thank you very much, ladies. It is 7:30 on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Turtle Bay's 23rd annual spring plant sale is April 3rd and April 4th. Our ever-popular heirloom vegetables are a main feature of this spring plant sale, and they sell out fast. Turtle Bay members have their very own pre-sale on Friday, April 3rd. The public sale is on Saturday, April 4th. Turtle Bay members will get a 30% discount, and non-members get 20%. Plus, you can get free gardening advice throughout the day from our Arboretum and Botanical Garden staff and volunteers. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Call 243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets! So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah. And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, the community radio for the North State. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can jump in and give us a call if you have a question at 530-605-4567. And it is Thursday, and so this is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark, one with an E,
one without. And we're joined now with Desi from the Shasta Blood Source, who has a really fun activity to talk to us about. Good morning, Desi.
Good morning. Yeah, we're going to do a what's called a diamond drop April 17th. It's something different, something we've never done up here. We're going to we got a beautiful, gorgeous diamond necklace donated by Four Winds Jewelry, and it's going to be put inside an ice sculpture. And as donors come in on April 17th and donate.
And where are we at?
We are at 2680 Larkspur Lane at Shasta Blood Center.
Okay.
As you donate, you can guess what time you think the ice will melt and the diamond necklace will drop out of the ice sculpture. And whoever is the closest will get that diamond necklace.
How fun. So I'm going to be like stopping in every hour.
Like, how many pokes can we get that day?
We're not going to bleed anybody dry. One time.
Well, how fun is that? Yeah.
It's going to be super fun. And it's just a way to get people to come in and visit our center. Sadly, our center does not see very many donors a day. I want to get our staff super busy. With one in four of us needing blood sometime in our life, we need to have it ready to go when the emergencies happen.
You know, talk to us a little bit about that, because it's been a while since I've updated on the need for blood in the community and where your blood goes when you donate, the kind of screenings that go on. Just kind of educate us a little bit about that whole process.
Yeah. Well, we are the sole provider of blood for Shasta Regional Medical Center, as well as seven little local hospitals out in our communities, Wairika, Fall River Mills. There's no substitute for blood. We can't take it and go make it in a lab and add this and that and have it work. The only way to have a blood transfusion is if somebody takes an hour of their time and donates it. It's really simple. It's an hour. We ask a few questions. You make sure that it's healthy for you to donate. Your blood pressure is low. You don't have a temperature. The actual donation process itself takes 5 to 10 minutes. So that's really not long.
Oh, really? It used to take a lot longer.
Yeah. The actual needle in arm is 5 to 10 minutes. And then we take it, we test it. We test it for 21 different, infectious diseases. Getting blood transfusions is so safe these days. And you save a life. I got a blood transfusion 9 years ago. Actually, I got 4 blood transfusions. I was giving birth to my third child, and things did not go as they should have. I'd already done it twice before, so I was supposed to go in and come out. And I needed it. And a few hours later, she was airlifted to San Francisco, where she was not breathing well. And they called us in the middle of the night and said, "We've tried everything. We don't know what else to do. Our last resort is trying a blood transfusion." And she received 4 units of blood. And now she is a very energetic, beautiful 9-year-old little girl. And if 8 people hadn't have taken 1 hour of their time, neither my daughter or I would be here.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
That simple.
Yeah, amazing story. And I, you know, I think we forget about that. It really, I used to read more about it in the newspaper. I haven't even seen where you're having a blood drive so much anymore. I'm assuming we still do the blood drives on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah, we do blood drives 3 to 4 times a week. So they're out there. We need to get more people donating. If everybody in America donated twice a year, we wouldn't have blood shortages.
Are there specific blood types that are really needed on a regular basis or more often than others?
Yeah. Well, O negative, of course, we always need. O negative is the blood type that can be given to any other person. If there's a trauma and they don't have time to test the patient's blood, they give them O negative because it can go to anybody. So that's always needed. And then O positive. 38% of the population is O positive. So sometimes donors think, "Oh, I'm the common type. You don't need me.
We need you more.
We need you more because you're the patients in the hospital have your blood type." So those, an A positive is 36% of the population. So we really need all types, but those three specifically are the ones that we use the most.
And there are some folks that I remember, a guy I knew had, did not have a bacteria or something in his blood, and he could have, his blood could be given to babies. So they would call him every 6 weeks to get him to come in.
Right.
So there are people that have like better blood for infants, right?
Right. Yeah. There's these things that as adults we all have. It's CMV negative. It's a CMV. It's a cold. And 99% of us adults get it, and it's no big deal to us. But if an infant gets it, it can, or anybody that's sick that doesn't have that can get really, really sick. So it's, if you have that, you're a very rare donor, and
they're on your short list.
Yes, yes. And we have been known to call them literally in the middle of the night and say, "I know it's the middle of the night, but we need you to come in now." Mm-hmm. And they always do.
Oh, certainly. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Do you know, that's such a, when you really stop and think about it, I mean, the power or the ability to literally save a young person's life by mm-hmm. getting out of bed at 5 o'clock in the morning and going and give them blood. Mm-hmm. That's pretty powerful. Yeah. And it's got to be very humbling to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I have about 50 employees, so I'm going to make them all aware of the blood drive. It's April
17th.
The diamond drop.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we want to fill that place up on April 17th, Shasta Blood Source. Go in, give blood, and then make a guess as to when you think that beautiful diamond necklace that Leonard at Four Winds Jewelers has donated.
Yes.
And all us girls love letters.
And Mother's Day is coming up. So if you're a guy,
thank you.
What a great way to surprise your mom for Mother's Day with a diamond necklace or your
wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Sure.
It's heart-shaped. It's got lots of diamonds in it. It's two-tone. It's a beautiful necklace.
And what are the hours that day?
It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And you'll have snacks for people
and
stuff
like
that?
We do. We have cupcakes, and we have a photo wall where you can challenge your other friends to come down and donate. And we have lots of good snacks. We have a whole freezer full of ice cream and soda and orange juice and cookies. But we're going to bring in cupcakes that day. It's going to be lots of fun.
Wonderful.
That sounds absolutely great. And so we want to encourage everybody out there and challenge. Now we've heard from home helpers. Let's challenge all the other home care providers out there. Let's get in there that day.
We're caregivers, and this is definitely something we should be doing for our community.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right. So think about it now. Mark it out on your calendar. Do they need to make an appointment?
That would be great, because I'm hoping that we're super busy. So they can call us at 221-0600 and make an appointment with myself or Mary Ann, and we'll get them in the schedule.
All right. Awesome. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for your support of our community.
Yeah, that's amazing. Great. All right. All right. So, you have to remember that this isn't a one-time thing. We need to do this on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, not just this special occasion, but maybe something to fit into your schedule and do.
What is the most you can do? How often do you have to wait in between?
You can donate every 56 days. So you can donate up to 6 times a year. So even if you could just donate 3 times a year, that would be amazing.
Yeah, so every quarter, if we all donate every quarter, that would
put
be
it
good.
On your calendar.
Yeah.
And just make it
do
part
your
of
good
your
deed
routine.
For the day. This is a good New Year's resolution to do. Give back a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. It's simple. It doesn't cost you a dime.
Oh, it doesn't. And, you know, and I think what you said is that you literally save people's lives.
You do. I couldn't sit here today unless 4 people did it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's incredible. I'm sure there's something we're missing here that we could. How can we spark the community to make the effort to do this? Beyond a diamond, that does it for me.
Yeah.
A diamond necklace will get me down there for sure. But and Ash, you brought up a good point. We can have you guys. You can possibly win that for your girlfriend or mother or a significant other, and that would be a great thing to do.
You'd win a lot of brownie points.
Given her this necklace. And that you so selflessly did something so amazing to win it for her.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a major brownie point.
Yes. Okay. And it's going to happen, one in four of us. I mean, there's 4 of us in this room right now. It's going to happen to one of us.
That you actually need blood.
That you need blood. So it's going to happen to you, someone you love, somebody you care about. It's going to happen.
What does happen? I mean, we just had a major accident on the freeway a while back here with several cars involved and what have you, and they all end up in the hospitals in North State. And I'm thinking, when something like that happens, there's a need for a lot of blood in a big hurry. How do they fill those requests?
You know, the hospitals are stocked. They have a an inventory on hand, which they normally use on a weekly, daily basis. And then we're just right here so we can run over more if they need it. But we do a great job of making sure the hospitals have a large inventory because it does have to be there. It has to be ready. So when your loved one gets hurt, you can't go into the blood bank and donate that day because it has to be tested. It has to be ready and it has to – so you have to know that the accident's going to happen a week beforehand, and we don't know that.
Right. How about shelf life?
Blood's only good for 42 days, and so if you remember, I said you could donate every 56, so you can't even keep up with that one unit that you already donated because it's already gone before you can donate again. And usually it's used within a couple of weeks anyways, so it's quick.
Wow, 42 days.
See, it's an ongoing thing that has to be replenished on a regular basis. I remember that. I'm kind of refreshing my memory. Used to deal a lot with this when I was on the board because we talked about these issues and those who were licensed and where the blood was coming from. But I haven't thought about it in a long time. But I remember that there is that shelf life. So it's a constant keeping up with all the different blood types and needs.
And that's for red cells. Platelets, which is the clotting factor of your blood. So that would go to heart patients, cancer patients. That's only good for 5 days. 5 days.
And that's a different procedure.
It is.
Than giving platelets. And can you do that too? I mean, can you donate platelets?
You can donate, but that takes a time commitment. That's about an hour and a half. So it does take a little bit more time. Platelets are very, fragile. So they need to, be pulled out slowly. But yeah, those are only good for 5 days.
Okay, well, we're gonna take a break, but thanks, Desi from Shasta Blood Source for coming in. Remember, April 17th, call, make your appointment
for the Diamond Drop.
Thanks so much.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:45 is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. They are Redding's full-service jewelry store providing the finest selection in Northern California. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750. They are a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. More after this.
Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is now accepting applications. Serving on the grand jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you could hope for. The window of opportunity to apply for the grand jury is now open. If you're interested in helping ensure transparency and accountability in our local governments, agencies, and officials, if you can serve 15 to 20 hours a week for a year, are a good listener, able to ask thoughtful questions, and can work as a team with other interesting people, apply now. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. That's ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now.
I feel I helped do important work representing the public in looking at local governments and agencies.
I met our community leaders and learned so much.
For me, it's important to watch how taxpayers' money is spent.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460 AM radio, community radio for the North State. We're in the chat room at KCNR1460.com. It's about 48 degrees. You can call us at 605-4567.
I love reliving my musical youth with this show.
Absolutely, and you play great bumper music. You know, I didn't mention it at the beginning of the show, but we couldn't do this show without Bob Belongi, who's handling all these, the board and all that stuff that makes us sound like we know what we're doing.
Making sure the mics go off and on when they're supposed to.
And that we're not bleeding into his conversation. Yeah. And, yeah, it all takes somebody a whole lot
better. It takes a village.
It takes a village. Well, I hate that expression. So, Sharon, tell us about something fun coming up with Home Helpers and things you've got going on.
Yes, we are currently hiring for caregivers. And for those of you that have maybe thought about being a caregiver for the elderly or are currently needing some extra income, we're having a job fair in my office next Thursday, April 9th from 3 to 5 p.m. And we're on Larkspur Lane behind Kmart. It's 2620 Larkspur Lane. And this is just a kind of a job fair open house from 3 to 5. If you're interested in caregiving, just to come in, chat a little bit about what our needs are, what you might be called upon to do, answer any questions that you might have. But my agency, we are all non-medical, so we do things like light housekeeping, cooking, shopping, driving clients to and from appointments, reminders for medication, standby assist with showers. And we have you do a skill set checklist when you apply, so you can decide what duties you're comfortable doing, what duties you would need training to do. Not everybody comes in with the skill set of, hey, I'm ready to help someone take a shower. And then we won't put you on assignments that require that. So we try to cater those assignments to what you're comfortable doing. We're looking for all different availabilities. This is a great job if you're a empty nester and have a kid in college and you want to make a little bit of extra money to help offset some of that expense. You can do nights and weekends. If you're a mom that has kids going to school and you just want to work, you know, 8 to 2, so you can get your kids to and from school. So we really try to have flexible schedules. I have a lot of retirees that do this, and it's a great income. We can work, you know, under your Social Security and keep you where you need to be to not impact that retirement income. And then I have those retirees taking off, you know, summer months in their RV to go do their traveling, and we give them that time off, and then they're back in the fall and have that extra, you know, little pocket money. So it's a great, great part-time job, and we have a great staff. This is going on 11 years, this August. So, you know, we still are very busy and offering these great, it's a great time to give back. You know, it's a great way to give back. And I was just speaking to the Rotary last week, and this gentleman says, I did a little slideshow, and he said, I don't see a lot of men in your, pictures are your photos. Are you, you know, have an issue with hiring men? And I said, no, but in my experience, most women retire and want to give back, and most men retire and go fish. And he said, guilty, you know?
Yeah.
So if you know, I'm always looking for men, and we have some amazing male clients that love having the camaraderie of a male caregiver to take them on their appointments and visit and help with things. So male or female, you just have to be over 18. We do run a criminal background, DMV, drug test, pre-employment physical. We spend about $300 pre-employment, making sure that these are the right folks for this kind of position. And so anyway, again, we're doing this little job fair. this coming next Thursday, a week from today, from 3 to 5. If you want to learn more about home helpers, you can visit my website at readinghomehelpers.com. And actually, our employment application is right there on the website if you want to download it and then just bring it in with you on Thursday.
Now, what about physicality of the job? If you're, what are you expected to do?
Sure. And that's a great question, Bob. So we are a no-lift agency. So, you know, if you have, you know, medical issues, we'll do a pre-employment physical, and you know, that physician will have the duties of the job and the expectations and clear you for, you know, what we need. But I have folks that, you know, again, that's why we do that skill set checklist. If you, you know, I have people that just don't want to cook anymore. So I won't send you on an assignment that requires cooking. So, you know, we're not doing heavy lifting. We're not doing transfers of people that cannot bear weight. We're not on ladders, cleaning gutters out. Home helper sounds like a lot. I've had clients go, can they be in the back 40 trimming the trees? So we look at all those factors. So, you know, if you're older, you know, I have people in their 70s working that are, I have, you know, we all age differently. Uh-huh. I have people the same age as their clients because, you know, one 72-year-old is not the same as another 72-year-old.
That's,
you know,
so true.
And so, you know, it's definitely a great, and people can work as little as 10 hours a week. So once you get your client that needs you that long, you know, you have your set schedule and you're just going to work.
You know, like you said, as we were talking earlier in the show, Sharon, a lot of people just need some help with some little bit. I mean, if they've had a fall, maybe they're recovering from an injury, and so they can't do everything they're used to doing. So they need someone there, maybe just through meal times, or maybe just when they're doing their morning get together, a shower, mm-hmm. and what have mm-hmm. you. Or maybe they need someone to just run errands for them mm-hmm. during this period and go take them to the grocery store or a doctor's appointment. Many levels of working with them that could be helpful.
Yes.
And put a little spare change in mm-hmm. your pocket to do what you like.
Yeah,
to do.
It's a great synergy of a client need and then a caregiver meeting that need. And so it's a great partnership.
I have at least one friend who keeps trying to get me to come over to he is 80 something. He embraces technology, but he has his vision is gone. So he needs basically help changing tapes and getting the computer to do stuff. Then he can take off on his own. So he sort of his eyes and ears. So
you're doing some caregiving.
Of a sort, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And sometimes when people apply for this position, they'll tell me how they have no experience and they've never done it before. And I say formally, so informally, are you the person on the block that took the soup over to the elderly couple when he came home from the hospital or got their mail and took their trash bins up? So, you know, when you're called to do this kind of thing, you may not feel you have experience, but many people are that person in their family, in their life, uh-huh. with their parents, with their children. And so it doesn't have to be that you have any experience. We're just good people who want to help people.
And the other thing about that is I find, because as most of you know, I run the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson. So I deal with this delightful population on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And if you do have time and the need to make a little extra money, that's a very pleasant way to do. If you talk with – I specifically like talking with the retired military people and the stories mm-hmm. That they can share. But just anyone who has lived for 70, 80, 90 years, they have great stories
to
share.
Oh, my gosh, Trish. And the stories I've heard, I'm privileged to be there hearing. I mean, I have a gentleman right now who was at D-Day.
Oh, yeah.
And I was meeting with him, and General Patton's granddaughter called him on the phone while I was at the meeting. And I'm just like dumbfounded. Like it's just amazing to me the resource of information. I've had people that were, you know, in the French underground, and I mean I've seen classic cars that have been fully restored, and I'm out. They're showing me the, you know, and weapons and all kinds of crazy things that have been restored and kept and antiques. And at times I feel like, oh my gosh, I know so many people who would get this a lot more than me, you know?
Yeah, and that's the point I was making. You know, I've always found, because we have many people in the community, as you indicate, who use their free time to do things for other people just because you enjoy it. And I think those of us who are volunteers, as by very nature, and I'm always getting involved in something that's important to the community, we really realize, and we're rather selfish about that, because we get way more out of it.
Absolutely.
Than we feel we give. Mm-hmm. There's so much. You go home with such a feeling of satisfaction when you've had that great conversation, perhaps helped somebody do something that was difficult for them, was a piece of cake for you. But if you get a good feeling.
Right, and enabled them that independence to stay in their home to, you know, and I just feel so blessed to have the business I do and to have been in Reading for 11 years. And I always say, you know, I'm not selling jeans, you know, and not that there's anything wrong with retail, but definitely as tough as it can be and as heart wrenching as it can be at times, that not a day goes by that I'm not like in someone's photo album or getting a Christmas card or really have impacted a family in a way that I wouldn't have had I not, done what I do. So.
Yeah, it's great. You're absolutely right. So we're about to wrap up this hour. This is Trish Clark and Sharon Clark, the two Clarks, one with an E.
And one without.
And we'll be back in the next hour with our special guest from the Anderson Fire Protection District.
Help me out here. Give the ladies a call at 605-4567. Your calls and comments always welcome. Of course, the chat room always open at kcnr1460.com. Click on the listen and chat button. Coming up on 8 o'clock, it's KCNR Shasta Reading. More after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Red Cross official in Kenya says a standoff continues now between security forces and gunmen who attacked a college campus in the country's northeast this morning, leaving at least 15 people dead.
We understand there's been a lull in the gunfire that was sustained through the morning, but what we've heard in the past hour is that Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. They called the BBC to say that they staged this attack because the university is, they consider it a non-Muslim institution on Muslim ground, and so they say that when they went inside, they separated Muslims from non-Muslims. We have seen this strategy before, so they have claimed responsibility for this, and they say that people will be shocked when they eventually see what happened inside that university.
The BBC's Anne Sawyer reporting from Nairobi, Kenya. Also at SRNnews.com, senior diplomats from the countries negotiating with Iran over its nuclear program are holding a strategy session today. Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javed Zarif, says that they will hammer out the details in ensuing months, but right now they're working on a joint statement.
What we expect today is a statement and the fact that we have all reached common understanding on how to resolve the issue.
The U.S., Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany are negotiating to curb Iran's nuclear ambitions. Indiana's Republican legislative leaders have unveiled changes to the state's new religious objections law that has faced some criticism. Indiana House Speaker Brian Bosma.
We value you, gay, straight, black, white, religious, non-religious.
The new wording is meant to stave off some of the harshest criticism. The Reverend Robert Schuller, the Southern California televangelist who brought his message of possibility thinking to millions of people, has died in California. He was 88. At Wall Street, the Dow's booming right now, up 90 points. This is SRN News.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer. See store.staples.com/signs for details.
100 million viewers experienced the wonder of the epic miniseries, The Bible. Now comes the next chapter, A.D., The Bible Continues, on NBC. Producers Mark Burnett and Roma Downey.
A.D., The Bible Continues, picks up the story at the crucifixion of Jesus.
A.D. 33, the Romans are starting to lose a grip on power.
These disciples take on the Roman Empire.
This is Game of Thrones meets The Bible.
A.D., The Bible Continues, this Sunday on NBC.
McDonald's says it is raising pay for its workers at company-owned U.S. restaurants, making it the latest employer to sweeten worker incentives in an improving economy. McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook.
If you can retain, attract and retain the talent and have motivated teams in the restaurants, typically we will see better levels of customer service, and that will help us in this competitive environment we're in.
And Easterbrook says the company will work with franchisees to encourage them to take similar steps, as he explained on CBS's This Morning.
They're community leaders. They're expert understanding the communities in which they operate. And they will set the pay rates to attract the talent and really outperform the competition locally.
And McDonald's only owns a small portion of the overall McDonald's franchises around the country, about 10% of its 14,300 restaurants. Orders to U.S. factories rose in February. That breaks a six-month losing streak. The Commerce Department says orders rose by 0.2% in February, the first increase since July. This is SRN News. President Obama heading out on a two-day swing to promote his economic policies.
The president travels to Louisville, Kentucky this afternoon and to Salt Lake City, Utah tomorrow to tout his budget and economic plans. A White House spokesman says the president will repeat his concerns that the Republican budget has targeted tax cuts for wealthy Americans instead of the lower and middle class.
That's SR News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The U.S. trade deficit plunged in February. Both imports and exports were down. The Commerce Department says the deficit plummeted 16.9% to $35.4 billion. Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates barely moved this week, remaining close to historically low levels as the spring home buying season gets underway. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the national average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage ticked up to 3.70%, up from 3.69% last week. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning, North State. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State Free Fire Radio. And it's Thursday, so it's not Carla Linda Bott. It's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark.
The Clarks, two girls, one with an E.
And one without, bringing you entertainment and fun this Thursday, April 2nd.
On the first Thursday of the month, you get the two Clarks instead of just me and Carl. So it is 52 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for sunny with a high near 70 today. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 47. Mostly sunny and a high on Friday of 71. 47 Friday night. Partly sunny with a high near 67 on Saturday. We do have a cooling trend coming at us. Don't know how much moisture it has in it, but it will be cooler next week. And the weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends are warm. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jump into the chat room or give us a call at 530-605-4567.
And I was monitoring the chat room earlier. They were talking about water saving, and Sungold mentions that when she's taking her morning walk, I mean, there's people running their sprinklers so much there's water all over the sidewalk. And when they ask the people about it, because there's people in the neighborhood, they go, oh, well, the landscaper set them, and we don't know how to change them.
Mm.
How lame is that?
Oh, gosh, I've been guilty of that.
Yeah. Okay. So, boy, that's a good – we talked about that the first hour and the importance of all of us watching the water we're using. So this hour, I'm just really pleased to have guests this morning from the city of Anderson. Everybody knows I'm South County gal, and I like to talk about what's happening in my area of the county. So we have our new fire chief, Rick Weigel. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
And we're also joined with Howard Fincher, who is the deputy chief and fire marshal for the the Anderson Fire Protection District.
Good morning, Trish.
So we're really excited down in the South County to have a new fire chief and really doing some different things and a new approach. And so we've got this new guy on board that we have high expectations for, and that'd be Rick. So, Rick, tell us about you and where you came from and where you're at now.
Well, I'm originally from the San Diego area. I grew up in San Diego, went to school there, and started my fire career with California Department of Forestry back in a long time ago. And worked there for a while. I moved to Hawaii to surf and to kind of explore life. Met my wife and got married, had kids, and you know that story. And moved back to the Prescott area in Arizona and got on the fire department there. Left there after 13 years. I worked there as a hotshot. I worked on an engine company. I was ended there as a captain paramedic. Left there, went to the valley down in the Phoenix area, and I worked there for several years as a division chief and battalion chief, and retired, and I got into emergency management, did some other things, traveled, decided that I needed to go back into fire service. So
you really weren't retired.
I really wasn't retired. I've changed jobs, but I've never retired. So looked at this position up here in Anderson and talked to several people. And actually, I heard about it from a guy from L.A. Fire that gave me the recommendation. So I'm here, and I love it. It's great.
Well, we're excited to have we have a good department down there. We had some kinks that needed to be ironed out, and we had a real need for some really strong, good leadership. We've got good personnel. We've got a lot to build on, but we needed somebody to pull that all together. I was fortunate enough to be on the interview panel for when we chose the chief, and I will say it was unanimous that we had some great applicants, but. We just knew that this was the person that was going to make the difference we needed to move us forward. So I know already I've met with you a couple of times, and marvelous things are happening.
Thank you.
So tell us about the best thing we've just accomplished at the last board meeting.
Well, we have made quite a few changes. We've reorganized the department somewhat. We've made some changes there. We've reclassified a couple positions. We've instituted a training captain. One of my goals when I came here was to turn this department into a training department, a department that's at the top in their knowledge base and experience and training. The thing that we've just accomplished recently is we've just purchased a new Pierce 75-foot ladder truck, a Quint, actually. So it'll be the only ladder truck in South County. I think the only other one is in Redding.
This is huge. I mean, we sat there for years knowing, gosh, if any of the buildings that are higher than our, you know, the ground floor, we're in so much trouble because just that one ladder engine and if it happens to be on another call or out of service or whatever, I mean, we're just down. We have known that. So this is a milestone for everybody in Anderson. Really, really excited. We're moving into the 21st century here. We're going to have a ladder truck of our very own. It's exciting.
It is exciting.
And it's great specs. And I just recently was appointed to the Anderson Fire Protection District. So I'm back in elected office
here.
Oh,
gosh. Good for you, Trish.
But it's exciting. It's an exciting time because we're making such great steps forward. And I... You know me, I always like to be involved in something positive and progressive and going forward, and I'm sure the community is going to just really get involved with this, and we're going to figure out a way to do some things with the budget as well and really bring us forward. So, great. So how do we staff down there? Let's just talk a little bit. People, we always assume everybody knows what we're doing, and we don't know that. So what are we looking for, and what help do we need from the community, and...
Well, I'm glad you asked. The way we staff right now in Anderson is 2-0 staffing supplemented with reserve staffing. And what we've done, one of the first things that I've directed the staff to do was to look at a reserve program versus our volunteer program. We still have our volunteer program, but our volunteers that are qualified are actually down to probably 5 or 6 right now with some new ones coming on. So what we did, we saw the need for immediate staffing without having to break the bank, so to speak. So what we did is we approached some of the Cal Fire reserves or some of the Cal Fire seasonals that were off, and we've picked up about 14 of those Cal Fire folks during their off period, bringing them in as reserve personnel to supplement our manning. So now we're actually running anywhere from 3-0 to 4-0 staffing. That's 3 to 4 firefighters on a on an engine. The other thing that we've done is we've a couple of the folks that we've brought in as reserves are paramedics. So we have ALS personnel working on the vehicles now. We're just trying to work through some things where we can actually work with the county organizations that we can actually have ALS equipment, advanced life support equipment on the vehicles. So it's a long process, but we're actually getting to that also. We've just acquired 4 paramedics out of San Mateo County that are certified firefighters are going to be coming up during the summertime and working as reserves. Part of the reserve program, we require them to work a minimum of 3 shifts per month. And so while the CAL FIRE reserves are going to go back and we're going to lose some of the manning due to that, we're picking up reserves, qualified reserves, from other agencies around Northern California.
Can I jump in with a question? I do have.
Sure.
My wife is in the fire weather business, so she's kind of an agency person. Well, she is an agency person. Can you address, compared to where you've been, about the level of interagency cooperation that Northern California experiences? I've been told it's pretty exemplary.
It is. It is. And I actually come out of an area, the Phoenix metro area, which really has set the standard in the country for automatic aid and cooperation between agencies. So it's something that I've been used to for many, many years. But as I came up here, one of the first things that I wanted to do was to develop those regional partnerships and find out who plays together well and who works together well. And it's been an amazing transition from the system that I came out of into this system. There's an amazing amount of cooperation and friendship and working together through our relationship with CAL FIRE, the other fire districts, Redding Fire. So we're continuing, again, I've been here just under 6 months, so I'm continuing to work on those relationships with the other leadership folks in the fire service around. But yes, it is exemplary. It's a good relationship here.
Okay, we're going to take a break and pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
And Casey, and our time is coming up on 8:16. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service with all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, and 24-hour-a-day service. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. More Free Fire Radio with Clark and Clark right after this.
Take multiple prescriptions. You know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Beat the tax man at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe for your chance to win your share of over $10,000. Play our $10,000 Beat the Tax Man Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free slot play, free entries and prizes. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Wednesdays. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a share of over $10,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win free slot play on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing is on Thursday, April 30th at 8 p.m., where you could win $500 cash, tax-free. 20 winners. The best part is that you get to beat the tax man. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Rain is flaming. I don't know which way to go.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. Jump in the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. All you people down there in the South County, if you got any questions about Anderson Fire Protection District or anything going on in that community, now's the time to give us a call at 530-605-4567. So, Howard, we got fire season, we all know, coming up. What's going to happen with that?
Well,
can we do?
Every year we try and guess at what's going to happen, and we just have to wait and see what happens this year. But to protect our homes and our community, the biggest thing that everybody can do to help us is knock down the weeds, mow them down before it gets dry out there. Get good clearances around your homes. We want to make sure everybody's fire safe. Take down the dead trees. Take down, you know, any dying stuff around your houses. It's the biggest part.
And we want to remind you that if you own all these vacant lots all over town and maybe absentee landlords and owners, that if you, in fact, don't get the weeds down and take care of it in a timely manner, that we're more than happy to come and help you out to do that and then send you the bill, because it's important that those empty lots not be just sitting there.
That's exactly correct. We've been fortunate in the past that most of the lots get mowed down in Anderson, and we've seen a drastic reduction in in-district wildland fires on those lots. This year, we'll be starting up in a couple of weeks, and if you can get out and mow it before I send you that letter, that would be very beneficial to me.
You know, and there's the other issue that we're facing now, and we've talked about this a little bit earlier. We have the homeless issue. Those weeds play another important part in that whole process as well. We don't want to have a whole bunch of areas with real tall grass and things that are hidden from that people have an opportunity then to make a little nest in.
That's a big part in Anderson. We do have some good sized lots back in there, and if the property owners can cut it down, it takes the hiding areas away from the homeless people. We've seen a spike in the camps in our area. They set their little campfires and then they wander off during the day. Well, if it's on your property, you're responsible for that fire. And we could come out and there could be some issues with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we've had in Reading, my office is on Larkspur, and we've had a couple warming fires behind the building, literally 8 to 10 feet behind the building, fires going. So
yeah.
Super scary, and we've called and you know, fire departments got out there very quickly. But I don't think, you know, when you're some of these folks are not really thinking clearly about how close they are to structures and how close they are to, you know, dry grass, and it could just go really quickly if they lose it.
Well, unfortunately, that's true. But we're coming off of 4 years of drought. So all of our trees out there are very dry as it is, so any little spark from their campfire is going to set the area off, and you very well could lose some structures.
So as a community, whether we're in Redding or in Anderson, if we see a fire like that at this time of the year, we should be calling and reporting that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You need to call 911 as soon as you see the smoke or the campfire. We go out on them anytime we get a citizen complaint. They'll call the station directly, or they'll go through the 911 system, and we'll go out, investigate it, and do corrective actions at that time.
And that brings up another point is, are you still allowed to burn inside the city limits of Anderson?
You are. You need to have a burn permit issued by the Anderson Fire Department. We go through and we issue a permit. It's good until April 30th. You need to make sure that you call the burn day information number every day after 9:15 to make sure it is a burn day. And then just refresh yourself on the regulations of what you can and cannot burn in those piles.
I was going to say, I see an awful lot of dooryard burning abuse where people will just pile up a bunch of stuff, don't care what day it is, light it off, and then walk away. Bad idea.
Bad idea, because you will get a visit from my smiling face, which I'll come out and we'll put out the fire and have a long discussion with you, and you'll probably end up losing your burn permit for the year.
Well, and you know, I have to be really frank about that. I would love to see something done that where if you live inside the city limits, you just can't burn.
It's becoming more of a problem, especially with health issues. People are just burning wet leaves, wet grass, plastics, trash, and it's causing health problems for your neighbors. And I'll get a lot of calls during the year that the neighbor is burning stuff and it's really causing an asthma attack or something. Well, that part of it, I will come out and have you put out your burn pile. There's a lot of other alternative means for getting rid of the brush and stuff. If you have tree limbs and stuff, you can take it out to Willibrator. They take it, don't charge you anything for it. There's a lot of areas in Anderson that I've started cutting back on issuing permits to, because you just don't have the clearances around your burn piles to do it.
Well, and that's the issue. If you live in a residential area like I do, and as soon as you get the nice days and you get your windows opened up, and then somebody decides that they're going to get rid of all the leaves and whatever they've stored up for the winter months, and I've opened all my windows and then I've left for the day, and they've decided to start their smoke pile, and I come home and my whole house is full of smoke, and the backyard's all covered with all our stuff, and I'm thinking, come on, these are average residential lots. You can't have come up with that much more stuff than I have that you can't just get rid of in your normal garbage cycle, or make a run to Wheelabrator, or we have Anderson cleanup days.
Anderson also has
coming up.
Yeah,
yes.
It's coming up where you can put it out and they'll dispose of it for you. Anderson also has the leaf cleanup every couple of times a year, where you pile the leaves out in the street and the city will come by and clean it up for you.
Yeah. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about how we can tighten that down.
I'm open to any conversation about that, because it's becoming a very challenging part of my job.
It is. And I just, like I said, now I understand if you're out in a rural area or you've got 5-10 acres, and then I can understand burn piles and what have you. I just have a hard time understanding the need for a burn pile on a residential lot.
It's almost becoming that people do it just to do it, and sometimes it's just to upset their neighbors.
Irritating. Yeah, it's really irritating.
Yeah,
and it's working.
And it's working.
I can say that. Yeah. Okay. Well, so, but and besides which, as I indicate, most of the time they don't. I mean, I know that we still have a few burn barrels, which are absolutely not allowed.
They have been banned in Shasta County for years now.
Exactly, but people just tend to throw this and that during the year in there, and they think, oh, I don't throw anything in there that you can't burn, but the kids do, and somebody else does, And gosh knows what's in that barrel when they finally light it.
But. And that's the other part of coming in to get a permit from us, because we go through and we print off all of the regulations that air quality control sets on burn piles, what you can and cannot burn, when you can't, and also what the fines will be if air quality receives a complaint. So it's very, very beneficial to you if you're in our jurisdiction to come down and talk to me, get a permit, and read through the literature.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right up that I know that as soon as we talk about this on the air, I'm going to have five or six people this next week or so come up and say, Trish, we like Bernie, blah, blah, blah.
Well, is it like a testosterone thing? Like they just want to like get the pile and light it? I mean, some people just like to light stuff on fire.
There are ladies that like to burn. You know, the husband goes to work and they'll burn the.
Like
burn
I'm doing
pile.
A burn pile on a Saturday. Like I want to go paddleboarding. I don't want to do a burn pile. But
yeah, no, I do have some girlfriends that have specifically gal that owns some property or did up in Shingletown, and she did those burn piles out there. And man, that was part of her.
What, yeah.
She really, I told you she was a fire bug. I accuse all you guys that are firefighters. What's not fun about being able to put out fires? I mean,
yeah, just don't ask a firefighter to light a fire.
Yeah, you don't want to light it, but they sure like putting them out.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we're gonna take a break, and we'll be back after we pay a few bills here.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop at 2463 Athens Avenue. It is, in fact, man's last stronghold, and that's where I was yesterday getting my haircut. You can go in there and you can ask them for the Carl Bott haircut. That's a marine cut, high and tight. Whatever your style, as far as if it's a guy's haircut, you're going to find it there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, 2463 Athens Avenue.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR, 1460 AM radio, community radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. And this isn't Carl and Linda Bott. It's Thursday, and it's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark.
The two Clarks, one with an E.
And one without.
We have to do our tagline because we think we like doing that.
And like I said, you know, the E is the Rich Clarks.
And of course, we've always got Bob Belongi with us who makes us act like and sound like we know what we're doing.
You're doing a pretty good job. Actually, I will say you make my life a lot easier because there have been times when we've had folks here and it's been like, you know, they'll just go dead on me and I'm going,
we don't have any trouble keeping the conversation going.
No, dead air here.
In fact, Bob's like, it's time for a break. We're going to go these hand signals.
Okay. And we have with us this morning the chief of the Anderson Fire Protection District, Rick Weigel, and the assistant chief and deputy fire marshal.
Close enough.
deputy chief and fire marshal. I'll leave titles.
Somewhere along
there. Howard Fincher, and we've been talking about the fire season in general, and just pull that over closer to you. Yeah, there you go. And some different things with specifically to the Anderson Fire Protection District. And Chief Weigel, we were talking on the air a little bit about some needs in staffing that we have that maybe some community people could get involved with.
Yes, we have several right now, several opportunities for volunteers, not just volunteer to help us on the operations, but we actually need some office support. And again, in our reorganization, we've identified that our office staff is overworked and not enough people to do the job. So what we need to do due to our budget limitations is we need to find somebody that's qualified, that maybe has retired, has those skills. We need somebody to come into the office 3-4 hours a day.
Oh, background music there.
Yeah, there you go. And lost my train of thought there for a second listening to the sirens. But we are in desperate search of anybody that's qualified that has that ability to come in and assist our office manager with filing, answering the phones, issuing burn permits, paying bills, helping us pay the bills, things like that that take up that computer time, somebody that is skilled with computers. The other need that we have is in our fire prevention / community risk division. And as we look at our fire prevention bureau, it's not just preventing fires. We're looking at the whole urban survival, the community risk, what risks are out there to the community. And so we have a very busy division there, and we have one person that oversees that. That person is Chief Fincher, which also he has other assignments, and he's been given a lot of other areas that he has to manage. And so we're really looking for somebody that has fire prevention background, somebody that may have retired from the fire department, building inspectors, folks like that can actually sit down with a set of plans and do a plan check, review them, and limit him from having to leave the office, go to City Hall, or sit there with the plans for several hours or a few days. And so we're looking actively seeking volunteers in those areas right now. There's a lot of community projects that we're trying to start. the car seat insulation, smoke detectors, things like that, where we're going to be actively out in the community and doing things. And so we do have a great need for volunteers in those two areas.
And you know, I know that there are people, and we get them sometimes at the Frontier Senior Center, where we get seniors who have great skills. As Sharon and I were talking earlier, that a lot of the people that are retired, they have great skill sets and things, and it keeps you young to keep active. So if they have an opportunity to come in and maybe work a couple hours a day or fill in a day a week or something.
Anything.
We should have them get a hold of you and just stop by the fire department and speak with someone, leave your name, or get a hold of me and I'll be happy to, you know, bring them over. But that'd be great. It's a great time, a way to volunteer in your community and make a difference and fill some hours and be a part of something important.
This is a very exciting time in Anderson's history. We're in the past 6 months, we've gone light years ahead of where we were, and to keep up with that pace, you're right. If we can get some seniors that want to donate a couple hours, and it gives them a vested interest in their community.
And actually, volunteering leads to less health problems and less depression, and you live longer. Centenarians, actually people that live to be 100, never fully retire, so you're doing well with that. Speaking from a senior care background, there's actually many, many studies that have shown that people that volunteer and stay active live longer and live healthier lives. So sitting around after you quit working and not doing anything is going to shorten your lifespan, and you're not going to have as much fun in life.
That's absolutely true. I'll speak to that.
Question out of the chat room for on the volunteers. Who would they contact? Who would be your coordinator?
Well, they can call the number at the admin, which is 530-378-6699, or they can email me at R. Weigel, Weigele, at AndersonFire.org. And they just need to call and ask for the fire chief, and I'll talk to them.
Yeah, that'd be great, because it would be a great opportunity to give back, and it's an atmosphere that's fun to be around. It's something happening. You'll learn a lot of things you thought you knew and you didn't know about what actually happens in a fire department. And
it's a fun place to work.
Absolutely.
Can you tell me the difference between, say, a municipal fire department and a fire district?
I can. I've worked for both. Fire district has limited resources when it comes to staff. A municipal fire department has all the resources of a municipal city. The attorney, the human resource, the payroll, the supervision of everything, all the city resources are there available for the fire department. When you talk about a fire district as a special district, we have an elected board that oversees the fire department. Operationally, there's not much difference, but we don't have those resources. We're doing everything. So the fire chief, the deputy chief, and the office manager, the administrative assistant, we do everything. We do all the human resources. We do all the hiring and firing. We have to outsource our legal stuff to an attorney. So we have a lot more responsibility with less people to do it.
And, you know, I think in the North State, we have such a combination of different special districts and overlaying jurisdictions. And there's an assumption always, people presume, that we're the city of Anderson is just like the city of Reading, and that the fire department is a part of that. And for many years, in fact, in the city of Anderson, the city council was, in fact, also the elected board for the Anderson Fire Protection District. They're located right next door to each other, and I would probably guess that over 50% of the people in the city of Anderson assume that it is just one big, fappy family. And the reality is that, no, not only is the Anderson Fire Protection not the same as the city of Anderson, our boundaries are not even the same. The Anderson Fire Protection reaches out into areas that are not part of the city of Anderson, such as out into Happy Valley.
Yeah, we actually we have the unincorporated areas of the county, like Verde Vale, up the 273 corridor and things like that, and we'll go up there where the city boundaries actually stop
Exactly. And then in the south, we bump right up against the Cottonwood Fire District. And at some point, I think we actually run into the Millville Fire District.
We stop at the river now, but we have between our automatic and mutual aid contracts with the county, we're generally the first ones to respond into a lot of those areas.
All over the South County.
Correct.
The difference, though, is as Chief Weigel points out, as with the county. You know, if you're part of the county, then you have that whole umbrella of services with the auditor and what have you. Actually, we have our budget our money actually goes through the Shasta County Auditor's Office as a special district. So that's another bureaucracy that we get to try to finagle to meet their rules and regulations set by the Board of Supervisors. And we won't even get into that, but and then the rules that we have to go through with your own elected officials that make those rules. And Chief Weigel doesn't know me as well as a lot of people do, and you're not going to get any argument about me about the bureaucracy at the county that we all have to go through. there's some room for improvement in the negotiations there on all levels. The county sometimes can be a real drag on what we try to do, but... they're difficult sometimes. Anyway, it is a different set of rules that we operate with and the need for that expertise to make sure that we can do the things. I like the plan check idea specifically because there's a lot happening in the South County right now, and we don't want to be the part of the system, the bureaucracy that's holding up anything going forward and creating new jobs in the South County. So we want to be sure we're processing those plans in a timely manner and moving forward. And so anything else on that subject? Any more volunteers?
Well, we're at a critical point right now where we've made so much advancement this last few months, like Chief Fincher said, and in order to keep going and not burn people out, we really need to get that help there. Unfortunately, our budget doesn't allow us to just go and hire people as we need it. But if we could find, so it is kind of an appeal out to the community that if you have those skills and you're sitting home and you want something to do, it's a great bunch of people to work with. It's a great organization. It's been a great experience. So come on down, and, you know, we would love to have you.
Good. So we're going to have a few messages here, and then we'll be right back to finish up this hour.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio at 8:45 is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walking next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. T&B, where veterans always get discounts. Free Fire Radio back for one more segment after this.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
A great dinner. The chance to win from among hundreds of prizes and a great cause. The Northern California Veterans Museum. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows, inviting you to the second annual dinner and auction fundraiser for the building of the Northern California Veterans Museum. Exciting things are happening as we raise funds to make this beautiful facility a reality. Join us Saturday, April 11th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Doors open at 4:30, dinner at 6:30, and lots of prize winning the rest of the night. Save the date, April 11th, and call for more information at 222 222- 222-2282. That's 222-2282. And thanks for all of your support.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And at 8:49, this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Bastiani Arms. They're at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on our guns or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. Just a reminder that tonight at Wind River, Linda Bott and the Bluebirds will be singing from 7 to 9. If you have made your reservations, you just great show. We'll be out there and enjoying that wonderful entertainment the first Thursday of every month at Wind River, Linda Bott. In the remind you that over 90% of Wind River is still non-smoking. And so just come on in and enjoy a great show there this evening. We do have Chief Rick Weigel and Howard Fincher, the Deputy Chief Fire Marshal. With us this morning, we're talking all things in the South County and fire in general. We talked a little bit earlier about the cooperation between the fire districts in all of Shasta County, and that's great work. But I also want to focus a little bit on the great team we've got going down in the South County with the City of Anderson, because although we're not a part of it, we certainly are an integral part of what happens in Anderson, and we're feeling real positive down in Anderson. We've got a great city manager in Jeff Pfizer, and we've got our new police chief, Mike Johnson. I keep saying new. He's been there a couple of years, but he's kind of like a breath of fresh air. He's doing some real positive, progressive things, working really closely with the other law enforcement agencies in Shasta County, and now with our new fire chief. And so they've got some great programs of cooperation, not the least of which is the cleanup days that's coming up. And I can't remember the date. It's coming up this next 15th of April, somewhere around there.
Yeah, it's right around that.
So be sure and get online and check about that, because we have places set up in Anderson where you can take your stuff. There will be teams going out on certain days. If you leave stuff, certain designated items out in front of your house, they will be picked up during this period. And it's your opportunity down in the City of Anderson to really clean out your garage, clean up that stuff that you could burn, but you can just load it up and put it out in front. And there's some things you can do, and it'll all be cleaned up.
Yeah, if you can put the stuff out there or help your neighbor clean up his property a little bit, set it out there, and the city will come around with trailers, or they do have specified sites that they'll have the dump bins out there. The information, you can go on the city's website or stop by and get a flyer from them.
And I know that a lot of our fire department people and our police officers actually get out and help people and work with this during that period. I've had them come and help me clean out stuff in the back that I couldn't lift, and that's always helpful because sometimes you want to clean things up, and if you are a senior living by yourself, you can give a call to the city and say, I have these things that I'd like to have moved out, and they'll send someone from that volunteer group over to help you load those out during this cleanup time. So it's a really good opportunity to get rid of all that stuff that can cause fires later on in the year, or just clean up your place and make it look nice.
Exactly. And, you know, Anderson is a great place to live, and the community participation and the neighbors helping the neighbors is something special that we have down there.
Yeah, it's still a small community, and I've lived there since 1977, and I feel a real part of the community because it is a real friendly place to be still in a large metropolitan area. I mean, with Reading just to the north, you have all the shopping, but we still have that nice little South County feeling down there that I so enjoy. Final thoughts, Chief Weigel.
Final thoughts. Excited to be here. You know, this has been a good decision to move up here. So I just want to thank everybody for their support. You know, going back to the city of Anderson, we've developed a relationship there with the city that is very good. The city manager and myself, we meet regularly throughout the week. I also attend their directors' meetings. So even though we're separate from the city, we are really inclusive. We're all acting as one organization. So it's been real good. It's a great place to be. Again, if you want to volunteer, if you're looking for something to do, it's an exciting place to be. We're friendly down there. We have a good time. We get our work done. But we would love to have you if you're experienced and you have something to give back to the community. Come on down and see us.
Good. And I want to say that, you know, it's impressive when I'm in and around the city hall or the fire department. I know that the city council members and the fire board members are all working in conjunction, and we've got some of the fire or city council members that are real active in talking about helping the fire department and getting involved. And so that's a good thing. It's important that we're all working towards the same goal and recognize that the needs of the fire protection district, they have their own needs, and we need to do something about raising some money for that area so that we can expand in those areas we need to. Deputy Chief Fire Howard, what do you got? Final words. I'm having a hard time with
you.
You're
going to rename him
the fire marshal.
I had a hard time.
We got this
with
new
this
chief comes
too.
In and changes my title yeah. and everything.
I know. I look at you and want to say fire marshal, and then not the name. And I know that, so then I say a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
The biggest thing, Trish, is that, you know, even if you want to stop by and have a cup of coffee with us, just to find out what we've got going on. There's a lot of exciting things happening in the district right now, and we've got some very positive forward direction. So stop by, have a cup of coffee, and we'll talk to you about it.
Very good. And again, want to just tell you, if you've got some spare time, you want to jump in and help down there, stop by. You know, that's how we make the South County work. As you all know, the Frontier Senior Center is a totally volunteer organization. We run the thrift store over there on East Center Street, and ETC, and that's all volunteers that work to make the money to support the Frontier Senior Center. You know, you guys come by and give us our inspections on a regular basis, and most of the time we pass with flying colors, and if we have any little short things, they bring it to our attention. But that's, you know, the community working together and keeping everybody safe. A lot of our senior volunteers are looking for things to do, so I'll be talking to them about maybe having an opportunity to come over and help out at the fire department.
Love to meet them.
Got a lot of, you know, fun people, and like I say, the senior population that Sharon certainly knows, they're fun people to be around too.
Well, you know, if the police department can get volunteers, we should be able to get them because we're a lot more fun to be around than the cops.
We have big fire trucks.
And there you go.
And now a ladder truck.
And that's so exciting.
Nine and a half months, we'll have that new ladder truck sitting there, and it'll be Anderson's history.
Well, and I was teasing the fire board that it took me to get on that board to get a ladder truck in South County.
Yes, it did.
We thank you.
Well, it was fun to be a part of that, and it's an exciting thing. I know that the South County is looking forward to that, and you know we are growing. We've got a lot going on in the South County with a lot of new projects and that new housing division. We've got some new businesses coming in the new annexation area. A lot of things happening, and if you're looking to start a business, we'd invite you to come down and see us down in the city of Anderson, because we are the city in Shasta County with our doors wide open, and how can we help you is going to be our attitude.
That's awesome, Trish.
I know.
We have an easy process down there. We love working with people.
Well, I'm witnessing that as I'm getting back involved with some of the things going on. It's important because I think that we've got a lot of unemployment in Shasta County, a lot of opportunities for things to happen and bring jobs in, and it takes that kind of can-do attitude, and I'm really seeing that in the officials down in the city of Anderson and the South County. So I invite all you entrepreneurs who have an idea about starting something, come down and see us down there, and we'll make you welcome. Final thoughts, Sharon?
And just a reminder, with speaking of jobs for home helpers, we're hosting a job fair next Thursday, April 9th from 3 to 5 at our office on Larkspur. Give us a call at 226-8350 for more info, and we'll see you the first Thursday of next month.
Yeah, well, we will. And tomorrow, Carl and Linda Bott will be back with Free Fire Radio from 7 to 9 as usual. And remember, again, tonight at Wind River to see Linda Bott and the Bluebirds.
It's the good guys against the bad.
Which are you?
Well, ladies, you have once again done an absolutely amazing job with your efforts here today. And always a pleasure to work with you. And we will see you next time.
All right.
Thanks, Bob, for everything.
And thank you very much for listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. His name, Mohammed Mohammed, and Kenya has put a price on his head. He's the suspected mastermind of today's Al-Shabaab attack on a college, left at least 15 people dead. Eyewitnesses say the attackers targeted Christians. Kenya's president, addressing his nation via the country's Citizen TV.
I am indeed very saddened to inform the nation that early today, terrorists attacked Garissa University College, killed and wounded several people, and have taken others hostage.
Kenyan security forces have cornered the terrorist, with two of them reportedly killed. It's an important piece of the puzzle for investigators probing the German jetliner crash in the French Alps. The aircraft's second black box, its data recorder, has now been found. A revised religious freedom bill being debated by Indiana lawmakers.